I'll have to look that up. When the Jivatma comes to this world, he goes first to Chitabas, and he compares that to Rahu. Chitabas.
Adapu?
Is Rahu. I write that in the book. And I don't understand how the Chitabas is Rahu.
Chitabas, you're saying.
Yeah.
Huh? He's saying.
Chitabas.
Yeah.
Chitabas?
He's comparing to Rahu.
Oh, you don't want to write that.
It is only example. It is example, given the example like Rahu.
Right.
Rahus have no forms, but it is come within kalpana, imagination.
Right.
Like that.
Shadow.
Imagination. Rahus have no form. We cannot see that form, but it is imagination, that type of form of Rahu. And we can see the power of Rahu. It is very clear.
There is effect.
Effect. Effect of Rahu we can see. And very clear we can see. Then our imagination is not false. It is true, our imagination.
Imagination has existence. Although it's imagination.
We have seen it. In my horoscope.
Actual reality.
I'm looking at Rahu's many things.
I think what Guru Maharaj is saying there is that when the consciousness comes in contact with anything, in order to be in contact with that thing, it must become like person, because it has consciousness by nature is person.
Yes.
So Rahu like have that aspect of personality attached, shadow representation, but it's still personality. And when the object is in contact with the consciousness, anything, then there is shadow representation, chitabhas, and like Rahu. Hard to imagine.
It is an example. For example.
General. General.
The other night there was a big lunar eclipse here.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
And it was said by devotees that it's very inauspicious. Is it inauspicious? Is it something we should look at? Or, I mean, it only comes once a 100 years. It's not a big problem for us. But, but is it inauspicious, or is it just not relevant?
Tell that story about when you were going to bathe in the Ganga and Guru Maharaj's service was there and the eclipse of the Grahan.
That is another thing, and his question is another thing.
I know. Yeah. That's a very good story.
His question is,
yeah,
it is inauspicious or not?
Yeah.
Actually, it is inauspicious. Can come that apprehension.
Mm-hmm.
And what is the cause that? That is, the prithivi, that earth and moon and sun coming in the one line. And if there is balance some loose anyway, then it will can go smashing away. And it is possible. Not to smashing, but if it will go anyway, some disbalance.
Slightest maladjustment.
Then some
disturbance,
earthquake, many things may happen. And that time, everybody, not maybe, but mostly the bodies will die. And it is possible. That is, orbit, everybody has some orbit, and coming away when but some power, sometimes less, some power, sun blooming this way. And earth also, they are going some action inside. And also moons are going action.
Right.
But who will lose something, we do not know. Suddenly can lose something.
That combination.
That combination. Not will hit, generally. But
the energy from the lining up.
Yes. And it is possible. And that time, the scripture given some advice. You take Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. That time. That is, you will see in India, everybody chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. That Chandra Grahan or Surya Grahan.
Lunar or solar eclipse.
Let me tell you.
That I'm going to Ganges, bathing Ganges. That is, Ganges water can clean up there everything. And clean position, they will die. This is, but behind death, living, that is inauspicious thing.
Let me tell you one little story like this about solar eclipse, big solar eclipse, full solar eclipse came to Mexico, to Guadalajara. Then on all the television, scientists from all over the West, they come and they're going to show films, this, and they start on the television, oh, this is so rare. But in the primitive societies, they had fear of eclipse. And then they show, oh, the Indians, they're very foolish. They're afraid, American Indians and everything, they're afraid of eclipse. And in Persia, they're afraid of eclipse. And in this, these primitive people, they're afraid of eclipse. And all this they're showing. Only foolish people, they cannot understand scientific fact of what is happening with eclipse and all that. Then they make big propaganda, and they're showing pictures of previous eclipses on television. Then the eclipse come, and I told the devotees, oh, we will chant Hare Krishna in the temple. So we're chanting, but some devotees, oh, but I must see that eclipse. And they're going outside and looking at eclipse. They're thinking, oh, they're saying on television that if we will not see the eclipse, we are primitive people. We are primitive.
The cause is this. Only, this is the cause.
Yes.
Karani kirana sangha desa pi jusa pundo. Dishi Chandrish Chandra Kavish Chakasti Taditara Dishi Bala Shyamala Komalasti Ghata Iva Ghata Chaya in Tapastha, like that one sloka.
But you once showed that your service to Guru Maharaj was more important than that.
Yes.
It's a very nice story. If you when does anyone feel tired
you
to tell
you can tell that story, Maharaj. Hey, give me something.
That's the problem. later. Maharaj will tell
No, you can tell.
I can't remember it perfectly. That's
why I said coming in at 8 o'clock.
Yes.
Shirt eating time.
Time for breakfast.
Oh, I am Leccha Guru.
Leccha Guru.
Not only the Mletchas.
I am not Mletchas Guru, I am Mletcho.
Then we should go.
Yes.
No!
That story? He is going to tell that story?
I can't remember it well enough to tell it properly.
What is the verse that Maharaj quoted?
I don't know where that's from.
Auspicious. Sometimes he's giving a lot of energy.
Oh, only one cucumber.
They must be deer in Australia.
No, avocado. No avocado.
Some more cucumbers in here.
Oh.
Now rain.
Hmm? What does that mean?
Rain all day.
I am not necessary. What I have got, it is sufficient. When you will take breakfast?
Shyamalabha Prabhu, Krishna Balabha Prabhu, anything being prepared in there?
Yes.
What time will it be ready?
Night time, halwa and porridge.
You'll see that thing today. I'm going to go after this. Go to the thing. I need the phone number here so I can call you and tell you what they're going to tell me.
Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Maritam Vina Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Gurvabhishta Kupurakam Guru Ganairashita Sandhushitam Chintya Chintasta Mastaveda Nipunam Shri Rupakam Tham Govinda Viram Ujjalam Paratanam Bhaktyam Vitam Sundaram Vande Vishwagurum Chadivya Bhagavat Prenam Vishapradam Nami Shri Guru Padabjam Jati Rajeshwarishwaram Shri Bhakti Rakshakam Devam Shri Dhanam Panamamyam Shri Bhakti Rakshakam Shila Shri Dhanam Shaminam Sada Nikila Bhuvanamaya Chinna Vichinna Karti Ivura Bahu Ivura Bahu Migyamukti Mohanta Dhatri Chitirita Vidiraga Raja Raja Sudhami Vilasa Turidhi Nityam Bhakti Siddhanta Vani Namayam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Peshtavarayate Swami Sri Bhakti Vedanta Prabhupadaya Te Nama. Is it nice come?
Yeah.
Pancakavaturu Vesta Kipasindhu Vaivaja Paditanam Bhavanidho Krishna Vipa Namana Bhaja Shri Krishna Charitana Prabhonitananda Shri Adaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktananda Namo Mahavadunaya Krishna Prema Prajayate Krishnaya Krishna Charitana Namne Bodhi Krishna Te Krishna Karuna Sinha Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanto Radha Kanto Namaste Tapta Kanjana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Namami Hari Jai Savarika Shishi Guru Gauranga Kandrupa Govinda Sundari Yupada Paddhanam Dasko Jai Shishi Gopal Giri Rai Yupada Paddhanam Dasko Jai Shri Guru Gramadityananda Pupada Paddhanam Dasko Jai Shri Lakhi Balahaya Devera Pada Paddhanam Dasko Jai Vaishnavinda Pada Paddhanam Dasko Sh Srila Govinda Maharaj sometimes tells us the story of Mahanta Vidai. Mahanta Vidai means the departure of the Vaishnavas. At the time of Mahaprabhu's past manifest pastimes, there was a big pot of doi or yogurt, and the ceremony was that Mahaprabhu would break the pot, clay pot, you know, the clay pots. If you pick it up and drop it, it will go. Immediately it will disintegrate or explode. And everybody would take some of that yogurt and put some on their head, or maybe take some prasadam. Respect. And the festival was over. And the clay pot was ready, the yogurt was in the clay pot. But Mahaprabhu cannot break the pot. Mahaprabhu is weaker. Finally he said, Nityananda, you have to go and do it. Like, I cannot do that. It's not possible for me to do it. And Nityananda said, yes, okay. He went to break the pot. There's a unbreakable bond of divine affection between the Lord and his devotees, and the devotees and the devotees. Sometimes when devotees were going from Navadvip Dham, Srila Sridhar Maharaj used to say, just as they were going, as they came up there to see him before undertaking their journey, used to quote a verse poem from Chaitanya Charitamrita in the conversation of Ramananda Rai with Mahaprabhu. Vaishnavira Biraha Se Dukkha Gurutara. That the separation of the Vaishnavas is the deepest sorrow that one can experience in this world. One of those devotees who was departing at the time came to me and said, this is what Guru Maharaj said when I was leaving. He said, yes, sometimes I've heard him say that. He said, that's okay, but the way he was saying it, he meant that I was the Vaishnava and he was feeling the greatest sorrow at my separation. And I said, yes, I understand. What can I say now? So many quotations may come out, but the context and direction of those talks is the vital point. Yeah. Naturally, we would have assumed it going the other way. We are the disciples, and we must be feeling very sad to be leaving. But it cannot be that way, because he does not think himself, Gurudev also, more so even, does not think himself to be a Vaishnava. But if we apply too much intellect to those thoughts, we shall lose the subtle or salient significance of them as well. So the wave is one of faith. The environment is one of faithfulness, a land of faith. And that's the fiber the moral fiber of the spiritual plane of space. And that will be interwoven in our beings in union as well as separation. Jai. Then, Prabhu, chant a little. I can't chant, my voice is not
perfect. Jai Jai! Bhaktisiddha Dev Goswami Maharaj ki!
Jai!
Sisila! Esi Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj ki!
Jai!
Sisila! Bhaktisiddhanta Sarsi Goswami Prabhupada ki!
Jai!
Jai Ananda Gari Vaishnavinda ki!
Jai!
Jai all the children ki!
Jai!
Jai Harinam Sankirtan ki!
Jai!
Haridas Thakur ki!
Jai!
Jai Swamivedanta Vaishnava Mandali ki!
Jai!
All the Australian devotees ki!
Jai!
What? Harikatha going, Maharaj? Are chanting going?
Is
that it?
I told you used to tell us about Mahaprabhu has to break the pot of yogurt, but he cannot break that pot. And he sent Nityananda Prabhu.
That is the real situation for all the devotees. Devotees cannot leave that gathering, that association of all the devotees. They are very painful. But when finish that festival, what they will do? They will go back to their bhajan ashram. And final decision given Mahaprabhu. Now, Nityananda, you do, I cannot do that. That is Nityananda Prabhu. Very strong, strong mind. Vajradhati Kathorani Komala Kusumadhati. When he is hard, like thunderbolt. And when he is soft, like the flower, rose flower, lotus. Every hair, sajya, asans, basans, trees, flowers, fruits, every hair, the Nityananda Prabhu is present. And the Krishna's pastimes, they are Baladev, sajya, asana, bhushana, etc. All the manifestations of Baladev. And in the Gaura Lila, they are all manifestations of the Nityananda Prabhu. And how much Nityananda Prabhu is merciful to show that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arranged and organized first Sankirtan movement through Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur. They both are very merciful to the conditioned soul. Suna suna Nityananda, suna Haridas. Sarvatra amara ajna karaha prakash. Every hire, declare, it is my desire. Pati dare dare gya karo ehi bhikha. Balo Krishna, bhajo Krishna, karo Krishna shikha.
Go to every door and beg.
Yes.
Chant Krishna and teach others about Krishna.
Yes. Door to door go. Not leave anybody. All the fallen souls, they are living with too much austerity and getting much pain, life after life, birth after birth. And I come to rescue them from this illusory environment. Again, they will not take birth. and they will go with me. All, I shall rescue them. This is God. This is Mahaprabhu's mood to distribute ecstasy. Golokera Premadham, Harinama Sankirtan. It is the wealth of Goloka Vrindavan, and that is the Harinam Sankirtan. Nartam Thakur, his song is very nice and very attractive, going to the heart to the devotees. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also composed many songs. That's also going, entering into the heart. An immediate action coming. If we read it with our full attention, we can understand it. Guru Maharaj likes very much to hear that song of Narottam Thakur, Hari Hari, Bara Shri Maramera Hila, and Bipala Janama Gwari. When big gathering, Guru Maharaj ordering me sing this song. And when the devotees gathering, there Guru Maharaj telling me, Amanatut Mati Sanjaya Vitare. And another song, Kijan Kibale Tomar Hanate Hoi Nusharana. This fourth song was very dear to Guru Maharaj. It is expression of the heart of the devotee. I do not know how much I am fortunate, but I join with this Krishna consciousness movement. And which age has come to me, that's also I do not know. It is mercy of Nityananda Prabhu and mercy of Srimad Mahaprabhu. They bestow their mercy unlimitedly to all the sufferer conditioned souls. Who is the suffering from life after life, for that condition soul, he organized that Sankirtan movement. When Mahaprabhu organized, their first organizer in charge, General Nityananda. Mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, unlimited mercy. Jare dekhe tare kahe dante dina dhari, amare kinialah bhaja gaura pari. Like a madman, mood of ecstasy, full ecstasy, whom he is looking, seeing anybody, seeing in the road, seeing in the house, everywhere he is embracing and telling, buy me, chant Hare Krishna, chant Gauranga, Mahaprabhu's name. Bhaja Gauranga, Kaha Gauranga. You heard this? Bhaja Gauranga, Kaha Gauranga, Laha Gauranga, Naam. Jajan Gauranga, Bhaja Shyama Atram. This is Nityananda Prabhu. And Mahaprabhu, Bhaja Krishna, Laha Krishna, Kaha Krishna, Naam. Krishna Mata Krishna, Pita Krishna, Anahamakra. Mahaprabhu, he distributed the Krishna Naam, and Nityananda Prabhu distributed to Mahaprabhu, to everybody, to all the jiva souls. And more merciful than Mahaprabhu, as Mahaprabhu is little heart, there Nityananda Prabhu too much soft. Even Kaliya Krishna Das, when he went with Mahaprabhu as a servant to Dakshin Desh,
South India.
But he was little troubled there. It is Mahaprabhu shown his pastimes. It is possible with the Lord if you stay. And if you are not careful, you must be attacked by Maya. It is possible. That is Maya living with near to you, looking this bulb,
shadow going near to Baba. Always. Where is light? Behind that shadow, always. Then, Ashato ma, Sadgamaya. Tamaso ma, Jyotir kamaya. Mrityor ma, Amritam kamaya. From the
illusion.
Illusion.
Go to reality.
Go to the reality. Ashato ma, Sadgamaya. Tamaso ma, from the darkness to the light. Tamaso ma, Jyotir kamaya. And Mithurma, from the death to life, Amritam Rama, there is life, Amritam.
Immortality.
Immortality. Not go to the death cell, go to the immortal service world. That is the Veda's direction, directives of the Veda. Asatoma, Sadgamaya. Tamaso ma jyotir gavaya, mrityor ma amritam gavaya, chinnam tu vishe, chinnam tu vishe amidasya putra. We are all the son of nectar, nectarian ocean. From there we come, we are coming from there. Guru Maharaj said it, no?
Yes.
Satpati Krishna. Behind the book of Satpati Krishna, there I am. Oh, the son of nectar, the nectarian ocean. Then, Kijani ki vali tumar bhamete hoinu saranagato. Or Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, I do not know which way I come in this line of Krishna consciousness. Tumi dayamaya potito pavam potito tavame. Only cause I am seeing that you are so merciful and you are rescuing the jiva soul. For rescuing the jiva soul, you appear in this mundane world. And that is only the cause. Today, one, my friend took Harinam Sankirtan, Mahamantra. From me, but this Mahamantra he heard 20 years ago. And hearing that, I am thinking it is very nice and surprise to me. He heard that Mahamantra and he not forget it. And he in his heart living that Mahamantra. And today it is blooming in his heart. And if you come to me, Maharaj, give me that Mahamantra, formal way. And which way I refuse? Impossible. In the Caracas also happened. Many took initiation, but lastly, tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock or 6 o'clock, or living time, this is the Maharaj, yeah? 12:30 night comes somebody and crying, I need. And more Harin comes. I am sleeping. And he comes. And I am also feeling so fortunate myself. I have no good quality, I have no wealth, I have nothing. Actually, which I am getting this type of friend, I do not know. But only cause I discovered that Guru Maharaj's whole attention from my young age was merciful attention, and it is causeless mercy to me, and that his will acting behind me. Otherwise I have no quality. I am a bad boy. I am telling all this. But boy, I am telling, that is, it is my feeling. Still I am not grown. That is my feeling. Yeah, when I was with my Guru Maharaj, that time I was his boy. And that I cannot forget. And till I am feeling I am a boy, not I am a man, actually. That feeling is always with me. Then. Man and boy I can differentiate, but immediate coming in my mouth, boy, not man. And I know Guru Maharaj is so much merciful. He wants to distribute his mercy all over the world. And it is true. That is, you see, today you all come to get association of Srila Guru Maharaj through me. I am considering that way. It is not my qualification or quality. It is all qualities and qualification coming from my Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Prabhupada Goswami. And unlimited mercy of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami for you all and myself also. Otherwise, why I am in this Western world? Why I am in this Australia? All these saints, if I am a saintly person, all these saints, they are living in Vrindavan or living in Navadvip or Sri Rampuri. But why I am here? That is good connection. With you all, I have got through Srila Swami Maharaj, Guru Maharaj, Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. Behind all, living His will, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. Guru Maharaj composed one sloka about Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. It was a very nice sloka, very deep. And within one sloka, all the whole character of Saraswati Thakur, it is revealed through that sloka. And that is Saraswati Thakur's pranam mantra. Every month they are chanting. Nikhila bhuvana maya chinna vichinna kartri vibhuda bahula mrigya mukti mohanta datri siddhivita vidhi raga radha radhe sadhani vilasatu hiri nittam bhakti siddhanta bani. This is the sloka. Nikhila bhuvana maya chinna vichinna kartri. All the attentive attention to demolish the illusion from this material world. Nikhila bhuvana, not only this material world, but all the universe, whole universe, from whole universe he wants to smash the illusory empire through his Krishna consciousness, strong
power.
Job.
Through the power of his Krishna consciousness.
Through the power of his Krishna consciousness, he wants to remove all the illusory environment from the sky of the heart of jiva. Nikhila bhuvana maya chinna vichinna kartri vibhuda bahula mrigya mukti mohanta datri. Not only he wants to clean up, he wants to establish their throne of Radha Govinda with Sriman Mahaprabhu. And why is little chahida, want,
yes,
of liberation, he is smashing that eagerness very quick. No, liberation not our goal of life. You do not know what is liberation. Actually, you are living soul, you have willing, you have feeling, you have thinking, and living entity. Najayate, mriyate, ba kadachi, nayam bhutta bhavita, ba na bhuya, ayo nitta, sasatoyam purana, nahannate hanyamane sarire. You never die. And death and birth, it is not your world. You are the member of the transcendental service world. Here is plane of exploitation, and you are always exploiting to others and exploited by others. That is your position. And mukti, called liberation, that's also one kind of exploitation of the scriptures. Scriptures hiding the Krishna bhakti, and showing the makalphal, the mukti. Makalphal looking very nice, but bitter taste. Makalphal, that's called makalphal, looking very nice, but inside bitter. And mukti, when your jnana gyan gyata, knowing and knowledge, everything is demolished. What's living with you? Nothing, and that position you want? No. You are the servant of Krishna, eternal servant, that is your position. You must establish yourself in your own place, service place, and come with me. I am giving that mohanta. Mohanta means the end of illusion. I am cleaning, I was ottanto nipun bhave.
Expertly
I am cleaning from your heart the liberation, hankering of liberation.
Forever.
And what is real liberation? That explanation given in Srimad Bhagavatam. Muktir hitva annatharupam sarupena bhavasti. That is the real mukti, and I shall give you. You take it. Nikhila bhuvana maya chinna vichinna kattri vimuda bohla medga mukti mohanta datri shithilita vidhiraga radhvaradhesha dhani. Not necessary to worship anything, only if you try to serve the Radha Govinda and Nitaya Chaitanya. That is your life's goal. You can choose, will you go to Vaidarbha Leela or you will go to Madhurya Leela. If you want to serve the Madhurya Leela, you follow this line, and if you want to go to Vaidarbha Leela, you follow this line. And there, both sides, you will get help from me. That is Saraswati Thakur, his gift in this mandate. Well, he is the first, pratham rescuer in this age. And he tried so many ways, publishing the papers, printing the books, scriptures, and sending door to door. The brahmachari, sannyasi, his representative, door to door sending, and fighting with all the bad elements, bad environment, and all the bad souls. Bad souls means attacked by illusion. And he is fighting this way, and non-stopping way. Day and night, the brahmacharis are going, Guru Maharaj, I heard from Guru Maharaj, when he is preaching in the North India, Northern India, that time one day he went to Ambala station. It is a high place of Northern India. And there was very cold, and Guru Maharaj had no garment. And when he went there, but all the waiting room, railway station is full, and everything is closed. And while he sleeps, he is thinking, he and Van Maharaj also may be with him, and over bridge going from platform to platform, and there is some sage, he and Van Maharaj both, sleeping there with some rabbi.
Under the bridge.
Under the bridge. And night 12 o'clock and wake up 4 o'clock. And they went to take some water for Bajjokritto.
Ablution.
Cleansing. And when they tried to pump, there is all this
solid
ice. Solid. Why is this story? You're not getting any water. All become ice. Uh-huh. And that day's newspaper given few person dead.
Died that night. From the cold.
Yes, from cold.
3 or 4 people died that night.
And that way they are trying so hard. to preach Krishna consciousness and suffering for their gurus. Satisfied. But there I am also looking here in Australia, very good vibration, transcendental vibration. Always I am seeing in the devotee's heart, young boys, young girls, they are tired day and night to serve satisfaction of the Vaishnavas and wholeheartedly. Like our boy, the Janaki, young girl, the whole time serviced there. I am looking and I am surprised. And many, you all is the servitor, but whole time I am looking, they are doing something, all is doing. And when I am here, everybody doing. The caravan is full with devotees. Morning to night, 12 o'clock, they are cleaning, they are making, everything they are doing for the service to Guru Krishna Bhagavan. And very nice vibration with this environment. It is giving enthusiasm to everybody. And this comes from that main sarovar,
lake.
Pond.
Reservoir.
Huh?
Reservoir.